This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا واجعله حجة لنا ولا تجعله حجة علينا. إخواني الأحبة أحييكم بتحية الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يسر الهيئة الخيرية الإسلامية العالمية أن تلتقي بكم في هذه الأمسية الطيبة مع فضيلة الشيخ العلامة أحمد ديدات. والهيئة الخيرية الإسلامية العالمية التي وضعت نصب عينيها النهضة بواقع المسلمين حتى تسد حاجة المحتاج وتسد كذلك كل المداخل التي تأتي إليهم من قبل أعداء المسلمين مستقلة عوزهم وفقرهم وحاجتهم. والهيئة الخيرية الإسلامية العالمية إذ تخطو بالعمل الخيري خطوات عديدة في شتى المجالات، منها فكرة الاستثمار الخيري حتى يبقى الأصل ثابتا والمعين مستمرا لا ينضب، وحتى تبقى أو يبقى ما يتبرع به المتبرع صدقة مستمرة جارية لا ينقطع ثوابها بإذن الله. وكذلك اعتمدت الهيئة الخيرية الإسلامية في معوناتها ومساعداتها أن تنفق الإنفاق الإنتاجي بدل الاستهلاكي، وذلك بتوفير فرص العمل وسد حاجة المسلمين واقعيا وعلاج مشكلاتهم جذريا وليس ترقيعيا. والهيئة الخيرية إذ تهدف إلى مثل هذه المعونات والمساعدات وإلى المستشفيات وإلى المساجد وإلى حفر الآبار وكل مجالات الإغاثة، تعمد كذلك إلى نشر الوعي الإسلامي ونشر الثقافة الإسلامية. ويسعدها أن تستضيف الشيخ العلامة أحمد ديدات ليحدثنا في هذه الليلة المباركة عن واقع المسلمين من حملات تريد أن تحرفهم عن دينهم وتحرفهم عن عقيدتهم. فليتفضل الشيخ مشكورا وجزاه الله خيرا.
You are welcome to start. He has introduced you. This one.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. صدق الله صدق الله المولى العظيم. My dear brethren, I bring to you peace and salutations from the deepest south of Africa. If you look at the map of the continent of Africa, at the southmost point, at the bottommost point, you will find a country called South Africa. In that country, there live about 500,000 Muslims. And I bring to you peace and salutations from them. And on their behalf, I say to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ikhwan al-A'za, innani anqul ilaykum as-salam wa at-tahiyya min muslimina fi janub Afriqiya. فإذا نظرتم في خريطة أفريقيا تجدون في أعماق أعماق الجنوب هناك بقعة يسكنها حوالي نصف مليون مسلم، وأنا هنا أنقل إليكم سلامهم وتحيتهم وأقول نيابة عنهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Brethren, I read to you an ayah from the Holy Quran, from Allah's Kalam. I read to you this ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is Surah number 2, chapter number 2, and ayah number 120.
إخواني الأعزاء، تلوت عليكم آية كريمة من سورة البقرة، وسورة البقرة هي السورة الثانية، وهذه إحدى آياتها الكريمة.
For those of my brethren who are non-Arabs, I know it is difficult to find references in the Quran. Somebody saying Baqara, where do you find Baqara in an encyclopedia of the size of 2,000 pages? Where will you find Baqara? Somebody says Yasin, where will you find Yasin? Somebody says Surah Taha, where will you find Taha? And so on and on. So if one has a translation like this particular one I have in my hand, at the back of this translation is an index, just like a dictionary. And in that, if you look for Baqara under B, it will tell you number 2. If you look for Yasin, you will find under Y, Yasin. This is chapter 36, and on and on. Whatever you want to know, everything will be on your fingertips, easy to find. And this volume is available outside when the meeting is over. It's available outside. It is in English, Arabic script, English translation, and tafsir commentary.
وبالنسبة لإخوان المسلمين من غير الناطقين بالعربية، يمكنهم أن يجدوا الآية والسورة في نسخة مترجمة كهذه تبلغ حوالي 2000 صفحة، بوجود فهرس شامل مفصل في نهايتها به حروف السورة، ثم يبحث عن رقم الآية المطلوبة، وهذا ضروري جدا لهم. ومثل هذه الترجمة الممتازة التي تحتويها هذه النسخة موجودة في الخارج، يمكنكم الحصول عليها بعد هذا اللقاء.
About the ayah I read to you, in that ayah Allah Bari Ta'ala, he gives us an eternal reminder, an ever living reminder, that O Muslims, don't be misled, don't forget that the Jews and Christians, they will never be satisfied with you. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. They will never, most certainly not be satisfied with you unless you become a Jew or unless you become a Christian.
في هذه الآية الكريمة يذكرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى بشكل دائم وخالد بأن على المسلم ألا يضل أو يغش، لأن اليهود والنصارى لن يرضوا عن المسلم حتى يتبع ملتهم، كما يعطينا نص الآية الكريمة من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Now mind how much we say to the Christians, for example, that we believe in Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers of God. We believe that he was Masihullah, Allah's Messiah. We believe that he was born miraculously without any male intervention. That we believe that he gave life to the dead by God's permission, and he healed those born blind and the lepers by God's permission. And yet, it will not satisfy the Christians unless you are converted to believe that Jesus Christ is your God and your Lord, and he died for your sins.
وحتى عندما نذكر للمسيحي أننا نؤمن بأن عيسى من أعظم الأنبياء، وأنه مسيح الله، وأنه كان يحيي الموتى ويبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذن الله، وأنه ولد ولادة معجزة، وأنه من أعظم الأنبياء طبعا، ولكنهم لن يرضوا عنا حتى يحولونا عن ديننا لنصدق كما يدعون بأن المسيح هو الرب.
Now how do we respond to this situation? I'm now going to give you my experience, how it comes about that I'm speaking to you all on this type of subject, because it is very unusual. People always talk, alhamdulillah, about salat, about zakat, about hajj, about saum, all these beautiful things, necessary things we hear. But people do not generally talk about the Jews and the Christians, how to respond to them. How did it come about that I am now talking to you about these things?
فكيف نرد عليهم؟ الناس بين المسلمين في العادة يتحدثون عن العبادات من صلاة وصيام وزكاة وحج وبقية العبادات، ولكن قلما يتذكرون بأن يتحدثوا عن كيفية الرد على اليهود والنصارى في مثل هذا المجال، وهذا هو الموضوع الذي سأتحدث إليكم عنه.
as soon as I left school. At the age of 16, I left school. And I had to work for my living. So I went out of Durban, the city of Durban, to a place some 25 miles outside, in the countryside, at a Muslim shop, to sell sugar and salt, flour, rice, and things like that. I went to do the job outside the city of Durban, 25 miles away.
ومن تجربتي في حياتي أنني عندما تركت الدراسة في سن 16 وخرجت إلى الحياة لأعمل كي أعيش تركت مدينتي وذهبت إلى قرية تبعد عنها حوالي 25 كيلومترا لأعمل في دكان أخ مسلم لأبيع السكر والملح والدقيق وأشياء أخرى.
At this shop, some 25 miles away from the city, from the Muslim shop across the valley, there was a college, a Christian college called Adams College. The Americans had built this college to train Christian missionaries to do propagation work. And these students, whatever they learned in the school, they came, when they came to do the buying, when they came to buy the salt, the flour, the rice, the sugar, they would attack the Muslims who are working in the shop, telling us about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your prophet, had so many wives about which I knew nothing.
وهناك في تلك المنطقة وعبر واد مقابل لدكان الأخ المسلم كانت هناك كلية أنشأها الأمريكيون لتعليم الطلاب وتدريب المبشرين وفي كل وقت كان أولئك المتدربون في ذهابهم وإيابهم حتى عندما كانوا يجيون لشراء بعض الحاجيات كانوا يهاجمون المسلمين وكانوا كثيرا ما يقولون ما هو نبيكم محمد هو كثير الزوجات هذا هو الموضوع الذي كانوا يذكرونه دائما ولم نكن في ذلك الوقت عندنا القدرة على الرد عليهم بالشكل الصحيح.
They would say that the Holy Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he copied his book, the Quran, from the Jews and the Christians. They would say that he spread his religion at the point of the sword, that if you people don't accept Islam, we'll chop off your head. Now, about all these things, I knew nothing, nor the other Muslim workers in the shop. We all knew nothing about these things.
وكانوا يقولون أن نبيكم محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام قد نقل ونسخ هذا القرآن من كتب اليهود والنصارى وأنه نشر الإسلام بحد السيف فكان يطلب من الشخص أن يسلم وإلا يقطع رأسه وفي ذلك الوقت لم أكن أعرف شيئا عن هذه الأمور بشكل دقيق.
Our knowledge about Islam was that I was a Muslim because I read the Shahada and I knew how to make Salat. The way my father did it, I had made Salat. And I fasted when the time of Ramadan came. And we kept away from the pig, eating of pigs, drinking, adultery, gambling, all these things we kept away from. And we were thinking that we were good Muslims.
في ذلك الوقت كل ما كنت أعرفه أنا وآخرون أننا نقول الشهادتين ونصلي ونصوم ونبتعد عن أكل لحم الخنزير والشراب. وهذا هو كل ما كان يعرفه المسلمون عندنا في ذلك الوقت.
Around that time, if I met any one of you, and if I wanted to know to what religion you belong, I would ask you, what are you? And if you said you are a Muslim, I would ask you to read the Shahada. And if you read the Shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I say you pass. That is my knowledge, the other people's knowledge about Islam. If you can say like this magic formula, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you are a Muslim. If you can't say, you are not a Muslim. What that words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, meant, we didn't know. We knew it was something like magic. You say that, you are a Muslim. You can't say that, you are not a Muslim.
في ذلك الوقت عندما كنت أقابل مسلما مثلكم كنت أسأله من أنت وما دينك فإذا قال مسلما أقول قل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله فإذا قال الشهادتين قلت له نعم أنت مسلم ولم أكن أفهم حقيقة ما معنى الشهادتين هذا كان كل ما نعرفه عن المسلم.
So these Christian missionaries were harassing us day in and day out, attacking Islam, attacking the Quran, attacking the Holy Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هؤلاء المبشرون كانوا يهاجموننا ويزعجوننا دائما ليل نهار بمهاجمة الإسلام والقرآن ومهاجمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We Muslims were absolutely defenseless. You can't fight if you have no weapons, no knowledge, you can't fight. And I was thinking of leaving the job and running away. But jobs, occupation was hard to find. And I had no knowledge. I was in desperation, not knowing what to do.
وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ هُنَاكَ عَاجِزِينَ عَنِ الدِّفَاعِ فَإِذَا لَمْ تَكُنْ مُسَلَّحًا بِالْمَعْرِفَةِ الْجَيِّدَةِ الدَّقِيقَةِ فَأَنْتَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ الدِّفَاعَ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ وَلَقَدْ فَكَّرْتُ فِي أَنْ أَتْرُكَ الْعَمَلَ وَأَهْرُبْ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْمَنْطِقَةِ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الصَّعْبِ جِدًّا أَنْ يَحْصُلَ الْوَاحِدُ مِنَّا عَلَى عَمَلٍ يَعِيشُ مِنْهُ.
I had a weakness, if you might call it. I had a weakness, an obsession for reading. I just can't help reading anything, everything I see, I must read. If there's a newspaper, old newspaper lying there, I must read. A book lying there, I must read. It's like a sickness. I just can't help it. I must read. I had a hunger for reading.
إن عندي نقطة ضعف أو نقطة مرضية تجاه القراءة فأنا لا أملك إلا أن أقرأ كل شيء تقع عليه عيناي فإذا رأيت جريدة أو كتابا أو نشرة لا بد أن أطلب قراءتها وأن أقرأها.
I didn't know that this sickness of mine was a very healthy sickness, because this is in conformation to Allah's instructions. The very first word that Allah Bari Ta'ala gave our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Ghar Hira, if you remember Jabal al-Nur, the first word he gave through Akhi Jibreel was Iqra, read. And our Nabi said, Ma ana biqarin. So the angel of God repeated a second time, Iqra, read. And again he said, Ma ana biqarin. Until third time, the angel of God says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of the Lord and Cherisher who created. And now he grasped that what he was required to do was to repeat. Because this Arabic word Iqra means to read, to recite, to rehearse, to repeat. And he repeated the words. But the first word of revelation, Wahi, was Iqra.
وَلَمْ أَكُنْ أَشْعُرُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْوَقْتِ أَنَّ مَا سَمَّيْتُهُ نُقْطَةَ ضَعْفٍ أَوْ مَرَضٍ تجاه القراءة كانت ظاهرة صحية جدا وهي أمر يتفق مع أوامر الله سبحانه وتعالى إذ كانت أول كلمة نزل بها الوحي من الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في غار حراء هي كلمة اقرأ جاء بها جبريل وعندما قال النبي ما أنا بقارئ قال له اقرأ مرات ومرات والقراءة معناها القراءة والترديد وذكر الأشياء مرات ومرات.
The most unfortunate thing with the Ummah, with the whole Muslim world, that though Iqra is the first word of Wahi, the Ummah as a whole is a La Iqra community, is a community that does not want to read.
والمشكلة المؤسفة مع الأمة الإسلامية أنه رغم أن أول كلمة نزل بها الوحي هي اقرأ فإن الأمة يبدو وكأنها لا تحب القراءة.
Now this sickness of mine led me one Sunday morning, shops are closed, I went to the boss's warehouse, and in the warehouse a pile of old newspapers. I was rummaging through these newspapers, looking for something better than an old newspaper to read. If I didn't get anything, even the old newspaper will be all right, because anything I read was news to me. If it was 6 months old, a year old, it didn't make any difference, because it was something to read and new knowledge was coming to me. So I was looking for something better than a newspaper for reading.
وبدافع من نحب القراءة هذا انطلقت أبحث عن شيء أقرأه ودخلت مرة مخزن رئيسي في العمل فوجدت كميات من الجرائد القديمة فأخذت أبحث بينها عن شيء أعرف قراءته ثم انطلقت أبحث عن شيء أحدث من هذه الجرائد وقلت أخيرا لو إن لم أجد أحدث منها فهي في ذلك الوقت تشبع رغبتي، لأن كل ما أقرأه يعتبر جديدا لي ومعرفة أتسلح بها.
So while rummaging through these newspapers, I put a few newspapers one side and I find a magazine. The magazine I put on one side. So I put a magazine one side, some newspapers on the other side, and a magazine on one side. While going through this, I stumble across a book, a worm-eaten book full of mildew. I pick it up and I start to sneeze. But this book, because it's a book compared to the newspaper and a book compared to small magazines, I took extra interest in the book. And the book read, on the top of the book was written in the English alphabet, is Harul Haq. It was written I-Z-H-A-R-U-L is Harul H-A-K Haq.
وخلال بحثي بين الصحف القديمة وجدت إحدى المجلات وفوضعتها جانبا لأنني أردت شيئا يختلف عن الجرائد، وبعد بحث آخر وجدت كتابا قديما جدا وأخذت أشم رائحته من كثرة قدمه، فوجدت أن هذا الكتاب عليه عنوان اسمه إظهار الحق.
Now this title intrigued me because it sounded Arabic. It sounded like Muslim word, Izhar al-Haq. But I didn't know that is written in English script, Izhar al-Haq. What is Izhar al-Haq? What is Izhar al-Haq? I'm thinking in my mind. At the bottom in smaller writing was written in English, the truth revealed. So I connected that this word Izhar al-Haq would mean the truth revealed. So I opened the book and there on the ground in the dust I sat there and started reading it.
وعندما نظرت إذا هذا العنوان إظهار الحق شعرت وكأنه من اللغة العربية لكنه كان مكتوبا بحروف إنجليزية، وعندما نظرت إلى العبارة الإنجليزية تحته فهمت ما معناه، أي ما معنى إظهار الحق، وهذا دفعني أكثر إلى فتحه وتصفح ما بداخله.
I found that this book was about the British conquest of India. The British, when they conquered India, it spoke about those days. That when the British conquered India, they realized that at any time, anybody will give them trouble, it will be the Muslims. Because power, rule, dominion was taken out of their hands. And once you have tasted power, you aspire for it once more. So they were afraid of the Muslims. The Hindus of the time, they had no fear. Because they were very, very docile, like the cows that they were worshipping. So there was no fear from that side. The only fear was the Muslim. And they felt that if they can convert the Muslims, teach them to turn the other cheek, like Jesus said, if somebody strikes you on the right cheek, give him the other. So if they can teach the Muslims to do that, they can rule India for 1,000 years.
ولقد وجدت أن مادة الكتاب تتحدث عن الفتح البريطاني للهند، وأنهم يذكرون في صفحات ذلك الكتاب أن أهم خطر عليهم وعلى حكمهم هو من المسلمين هناك، لأن المسلمين كانوا سادة ومسيطرين، وعندما فقدوا السلطة لا بد أن يكونوا ضد المحتل، أما الهندوس وغيرهم فكان من السهل حكمهم لأنهم مسالمون كالبقر التي يعبدونها. وكذلك إذا استطاع البريطانيون أن يحولوا المسلمين إلى مسيحيين سيصبحوا مسالمين معهم، لأنه المسيحي يقول إذا ضربك شخص على خدك الأيمن فأدر له خدك الأيسر. إذن فالخطر كله كان يجده البريطانيون من المسلمين.
So to consolidate the conquest of India, that they can rule the people better, they started pouring in the missionaries into India like frogs in the rainy season.
ولذلك من أجل تعزيز وت... وترسيخ حكمهم واحتلالهم للهند بدأوا في إرسال الأعداد الكبيرة من المبشرين والإرساليات التنصيرية ودفعوا بها إلى الهند لتعمل كالضفادع في المياه المعكرة.
They started challenging the Muslims to public debates. At first the Muslims were reluctant. Number one, they didn't know the language of the Englishman. Number two, that these people had just conquered us. If we started debating with them and speak very strongly, they might send the man to and the Andaman Islands, what they call black waters. Away, away, away. Push them out of the country. What the Jews are doing to our children, they want to do the same thing to us. So safety lied in keeping quiet. Don't confront the Englishman, the Christian. Silence was golden. That was the policy of the Muslims.
وَلَقَدْ بَدَأُوا يَتَحَدَّوْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لِعَقْدِ مُنَاظَرَاتٍ وَمُحَاوَرَاتٍ عَلَنِيَّةٍ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَانُوا مُتَرَدِّدِينَ لسببين. أولا لأنهم لم يكونوا يعرفوا لغة الإنجليز حتى يحاورونهم بها. ثانيا كانوا يخافون من أن الذي احتلهم وفتح بلادهم سينفي ويبعد أو يعذب ويسجن كل من يتصدى للحوار كما يفعل اليهود لأطفالنا في فلسطين، فهم يخرجون المناضلين ويبعدونهم إلى خارج البلاد. هكذا كان الإنجليز يفعلون في الهند، ولذلك خاف المسلمون من محاورتهم علنا.
So the British, they started learning our language. What's happening? It comes on, it goes off, like shaitan is at work in the masjid. Yes, I hope it's better now. So the Christians, the British, the Englishman, he started learning our language, Urdu. This is a genius of the European. Wherever he goes, he learns the language of the native. He knows that there is no better way to get at the heart of a people than through their own mother tongue. If they want to work among the Arabs, they learn Arabic. If they work among the Bangladeshis, they learn Bengali. They want to work among the Malays, they learn Malaysian. If they want to work among the Tamils, they learn Tamil. This is the genius of the Christian nations. And it's a very good quality. Because there is no better way to get into the heart of a people than through their own mother tongue. So these English people, they started learning our language and started challenging the Muslims to debate in the Urdu language. He said, "Nah, we are prepared to debate with you in your language. What do you say now?"
وبدأ الإنجليز يتعلمون لغة البلاد الأصل المحلية أي اللغة الأردية حتى يحاورونهم بها، وهذه نقطة ذكية من الأوروبيين وخاصة المبشرين، فهم أينما حلوا يتعلمون اللغة المحلية، حين يأتون بلدا عربيا يتعلمون اللغة العربية، إذا ذهبوا إلى باكستان لغة أردية إلى آخره، حتى يتقنوا لغة الناس، فهم يفهمون أنها السبيل الوحيد لمحاورتهم ومد تبشيرهم إليهم، وأصبحوا يقولون: أيها المسلمون، نحن على استعداد لمحاورتكم بلغتكم اللغة الأردية.
Now they started challenging the Muslims to debate with them in their own mother tongue, in Urdu. So the younger generation, they persuaded the Maulana, our learned man, our Sheikh, says, "Maulana Sahib, these people, they want to now debate with us in our own language. How can we say no?" So Maulana Abdul Aziz of Delhi, known as Maulana Abdul Aziz Dehlawi, he was forced to accept the challenge. And there was a certain Reverend Founder from England, Reverend Founder. This man challenged the Maulana, the Alim, the Allama, and a debate took place as arranged in Delhi.
وعندما حدث ذلك جاء الشبان من الجيل الحديث وقالوا لمولانا الشيخ عبد العزيز إن هؤلاء المسيحيين يتحدوننا للمناظرة بلغتنا، فلماذا لا تعقد المحاورة والمناظرة؟ وأخيرا وافق الشيخ عبد العزيز على تلك المحاورة.
According to the appointed time and date, the debate starts. And the Reverend is suggesting to the Maulana that Maulana Sahib, respected Alim, Maulana, get started. So the Maulana says, you see, you Christians are our elder brother. Christianity preceded Islam by 600 years. As such, you are 600 years before us. You are our elder brother. And according to our culture, we give preference to our elder brother first. Number two, that you are our guest. No doubt an unwelcome guest, but the guest at that. And according to our culture, our guest has the first preference. So I suggest that you get the ball rolling, get the debate started.
وعندما حدد الموعد للحوار والمناظرة طلب الراهب البريطاني الذي جاء خصيصا لها طلب من الشيخ عبد العزيز أن يبدأ الحوار بصفته مسلما، فقال له الشيخ لا، إنك أولا ضيفنا هنا، ثانيا أنتم المسيحيون إخواننا الكبار، فالمسيحية سبقت الإسلام بحوالي 600 عام، فعليك أن تبدأ أولا.
So the Reverend was forced to start the debate. And he started with a question. He's asking in Urdu. I'm reading all this in the book. He's asking, he says, Maulana Sahib, respected Alim, Maulana, where is your Prophet Muhammad now?
فبدأ الأسقف الحوار بسؤال موجه للشيخ عبد العزيز قائلا يا مولانا أين نبيكم محمد الآن؟
The Maulana, he thought for a moment and he said that he is in Jannatul Firdaus, heavenly bliss with Allah Bari Ta'ala.
وقد سكت الشيخ قليلا ثم قال أنا أعرف أنه في جنة الفردوس في السماوات العلى.
Out of this answer came the second question. He said, all right, now tell me, where was your Prophet Muhammad when his grandson Hussein was martyred, butchered at Karbala?
والسؤال الثاني الذي انطلق من الأول قال له إذا أين كان نبيكم محمد عندما قتل حفيده الحسين في معركة كربلاء؟
Out of that answer came the third question. He said, all right, if your Prophet Muhammad was with his Allah when his grandson Hussein was butchered, martyred at Karbala, did he not ask his Allah for help?
وإذا ثم سأله سؤالا ثالثا إذا كان نبيكم مع الله في السماء عندما قتل حفيده الحسين لماذا لم يسأل ربه للمساعدة؟
And there was a long pause, long wait. And the priest couldn't hold his peace. He started stamping his feet. Come on. Did he not ask his Allah for help? And slowly the Maulana said, yes, he did.
وثم جاءت فترة صمت طويلة فكان القسيس أو الراهب مستعجلا فأخذ يضرب برجله على الأرض ويقول هيا أيها الشيخ هيا ألم يسأل نبيكم ربه للمساعدة؟ ثم جاءت الإجابة بصوت خافت نعم لقد طلب المساعدة من ربه.
And there was a very very long pause. And the priest again started stamping his feet. So, come on. What did he say? What did Allah say?
ثم مرت فترة صمت أخرى طويلة وأخذ الراهب يضرب بقدمه على الأرض ويقول هيا ماذا قال الرب ماذا قال الله عندما طلب منه المساعدة.
So the Maulana, the people felt that it was all over. The Maulana was defeated. The suspense was so great that people say that even a pin if it dropped in that 100,000 people you could have heard. In other words, the silence. The Muslims felt that this Maulana got us all slaughtered.
كان هناك صمت رهيب وحتى لو سقط دبوس على الأرض لسمع صوته وقد شعر الناس شعر المسلمون في ذلك الحوار بأن مولاهم قد هزم.
So the Maulana starts. He says, "The Allah cried, Allah cried," and the priest exclaimed, "What? God cried?" He said, "Yes, Allah cried." He said, "I couldn't save my own son Jesus. How can I save your grandson?"
فقال الشيخ في ذلك الوقت وهو عندما أجاب للراهب قال إن الله بكى فقاله الراهب ماذا الله يبكي فيقول طبعا إنه يقول للنبي محمد إذا كنت لم أنقذ ولدي عيسى فكيف أنقذ حفيدك الحسين.
And the debate was over.
وانتهى الحوار.
You see, this argument had nothing to do with facts, with truth. It was a matching of the wits. Who is cleverer in an argument, in a debate? And the one who gets in first, there is a saying, twice armed is he whose cause is just, but thrice armed is he who gets in first. So in this case, the Maulana gave the first knockout and knocked out the reverend for good.
مثل هذا الحوار لا يعتمد على الحقائق وإنما يعتمد على الذكاء واستعداد المحاور والذي يبدأ أولا ربما يغلب ويقال أن صاحب الحق والعدل قد يكون عنده سلاح مزدوج ولكن الشخص الأذكى ربما يكون عنده سلاح ذو ثلاث شعب.
I'm reading all this in the book, in the warehouse on the ground.
هذا كله قرأته في الكتاب الذي وجدته بين الصحف على الأرض.
I was absorbed by this book, and I'm reading further about an Arab sheikh. Please don't get insulted.
وسأقول ما قرأته أيضا عن شيخ عربي وأرجو أن لا تشعروا بأية إهانة عند ذكري ما قرأته.
You see, people are very sensitive. When I talk about an Arab sheikh, everybody says now he's going to start attacking me. No, I'm just sharing with you what I read about an Arab sheikh, Rais. Now this Rais, a Christian missionary, got stuck into him day in and day out. He's coming to the sheikh, Rais, and telling him that you Muslims, you're wasting your time. You pray 5 times a day and you go for Hajj and you make Salat and you do this and you abstain from pig and you don't drink. You straitjacketing your life, but all this is useless. You're wasting your time. You have to believe. You only believe that Christ died for your sins and heaven is for you. And Christ is God Almighty who came down to earth to die for the sins of mankind.
إنها رواية عن مبشر كان يأتي لرئيس أو لشيخ عربي مسلم شيخ عربي مسلم يقول له أنت أيها المسلم تصلي وتصوم وتحج إلى آخره وتتعب نفسك هل تظن أن هذه الأمور ستوصلك إلى الجنة هناك طريق أسهل لماذا تتعب نفسك أنت إذا صدقت بعيسى بأنه ولد الله فإن عيسى يضحي لإنقاذك ولقد ضحى عندما صلب فدمه ينقذ البشرية ويدخلك الجنة فقط أنت إيمانك بهذا هو الذي يدخلك الجنة وليس ما تتعب به نفسك في صلاتك وصيامك وحجك.
This sheikh, the Arab is very hospitable. He's very hospitable. Anybody comes along, he says أهلاً وسهلاً. Just think that you are a member of the family and be at ease. But this man is making a mess of the sheikh, of this Rais, and he's pestering his life out. But there was no way out for him. The Christian is persisting, persevering. We must admire this quality in them. They have that spirit of persevering. They keep at it. Once you give them a hearing, they'll never let you go. Unless you are converted, or you say, hey, next time you darken my door, I'll put a knife through you. There is no other way out for you. If you give them a hearing, they will. If you give them a finger, they'll catch you by the hand and they'll never let you go.
والعربي كريم بطبعه يستقبل ضيفه بالترحاب ويعتبره واحدا من العائلة ولكن ذلك المبشر ظل مصرا ومثابرا فالمسيحي بمجرد أن تعطيه أذنك فتسمع منه أولا يستمر في ذلك، وإذا سلمته أصبعك أمسك بيدك إلى أن يحصل عليك كلك، فهو يثابر ويثابر. وطبعا هذه صفة جيدة من وجهة نظره أن يثابر في القيام بواجبه وإتمام رسالته.
What is the poor race to do? There is no way out for him. Day in and day out he is being harassed. So he thought of a strategy, a plan. He tells his minister, he said, look, next time this missionary, this priest, when he comes, whisper something in my ears. Just whisper something in my ears. And they opted for the plan. Next morning, the priest comes again. He's there and the Arab has to say, Ahlan wa sahlan. Huh? He says, good morning. I say, Subha Mubarak, what do you say? Good morning.
Sabah al-khair.
Sabah al-khair. He says, Sabah al-khair. He says, Ahlan wa sahlan. And the man starts again. He starts his preaching once more again about Christ died for your sins. Christ died for your sins. So the minister comes and whispers something in the sheikh's ears. And the sheikh starts to cry like a woman, as if his husband had died. A woman whose husband had died. He's crying. So the priest wants to know what happened. What is wrong? What has happened? He said, don't talk, don't talk. He said, please tell us what it is. I can sympathize with you. He said, no, 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 you can't, you can't. Says the sheikh. The priest is more interested. He is more eager, wanting to know. What is wrong? What is the sad news? So after much time, the Rais, he says, I just got the sad news that Akhi Jibreel is dead, his mama.
Is what?
Akhi Jibreel is dead.
Dead, oh.
Mama.
ثم ذكر ذلك الشيخ أو الرئيس العربي ما حدث معه لأحد وزرائه، فقال له الوزير عندما يأتيك المبشر مرة أخرى نادني فسأهمس بأذنك بشيء، وهذا جزء من خطة سنطبقها. جاء المبشر وثابر كعادته وتحدث عن أن عيسى قد مات من أجل أن يغفر الله خطايا البشر، وأخذ يلح في الكلام. فجاء الوزير أو المساعد الشيخ وهمس في أذنه بكلام غير مسموع، فأخذ الشيخ يبكي، فقال له المبشر لماذا تبكي؟ قال لا تسألني. ثم أعاد السؤال لماذا تبكي، يريد أنه حريص كان حريصا على أن يعرف السبب. وفي النهاية قال له بلغني هذا الرجل بأن جبريل عليه السلام قد مات. طبعا هذا جزء من خطة يعني اتفقوا عليها.
So the priest says to the Rais, you fool, don't you know that angels don't die? So the Rais says, and you fool, you telling me that God died?
فقال المبشر للشيخ هل أنت مجنون؟ هل الملائكة تموت؟ فقال له أم هل أنت مجنون؟ هل الله يموت؟ إذا كان عيسى هو الله فكيف يموت؟ هل الله يموت؟ يعني رد عليه برد أقوى.
The priest didn't darken the Rais's door anymore. The Rais was free from this pestering from there on.
فكان طبعا هذا الشيخ قد تحرر من ملاحقات المبشر بعد ذلك.
Now I'm reading this in the book. This book. It was written by an Arab, Rahmatullah Hindi. Rahmatullah Hindi. He wrote this book in Arabic, subsequently translated into English, into Gujarati, into Urdu, to help the Indian Muslims to give battle to these Nasaras.
وهذا الكتاب كتبه مسلم اسمه رحمة الله الهندي بلغته، ثم ترجم إلى لغات كثيرة منها الإنجليزية حتى يرد المسلمون هناك على المبشرين بكلام قوي.
I took this book to my room and kept on studying this book. This book told me about this Christian Bible, the debates that took place, that there is a book called the Gospel of Saint Matthew. They call it Injile Matthew. You see that Injile Matthew is contradicting Injile Marcus, and Injile Marcus is contradicting Injile Lucas, and Injile Lucas is contradicting Injile Johanna, and on and on. So I went and bought a 6 penny, 5 cent New Testament, second hand. And I started marking out everything that the book said, I started marking it out.
وقرأت في هذا الكتاب عن الإنجيل بصيغه المختلفة إنجيل لوقا وحنا ومتى إلى آخره وكيف هي متناقضة وهذا أمر جعلني أهتم بمتابعة هذا الموضوع فأحضرت إنجيلا من الإصحاح الجديد وجعلت أقرأه وأضع خطا تحت كل ما يشير إليه ذلك الكتاب.
Now it was my turn. It was my turn now. I'm armed with knowledge. Some knowledge. Very little. I'm like a little child, I'm growing in this field. So now, when these Christian missionaries, when they came to do the buying, the sugar and salt, the flour and rice, I'm asking them, hey you, where are you going on Sunday after church? He says, no, nowhere. I said, where do you live? So the man said, like that, because it's a country place. I said, right, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, I'll come and see you. All right? I said, right. Every Sunday now, this is my pastime, my hobby or appointment. Where are you going? Right, I'll come and see you 11 o'clock. For every 1 point you give me in the favor of your religion, I'll give you 10 against it. That's the only psychology I knew. You give me one blow, I give you 10. That's the only mentality I had, the only type of knowledge I had. You give me one blow, I give you 10. And every Sunday now, this is my pastime, this is my hobby. While I work during the week, Sundays, this is my job, looking for these missionaries and going and hammering them every Sunday until I go to Durban, the city of Durban, and I look for the big priests. Every Saturday afternoon, we close at 1 o'clock. And after having my lunch, I go and look for a church. And I find the church father, the priest. I said, Father, I'm very much interested in religion. I would like to share the word of God with you. I want you and your family to come to my house and have lunch with me. And we will share, exchange the word of God. So now every Sunday, while I'm in the city of Durban, I get this Christian priest with their families. I give them good biryani and give them a good bashing.
وبعد أن تسلحت بهذه المعرفة القليلة وجدت أن دوري قد حان في ذلك الوقت لأن أهاجمهم أنا بدل أن يهاجموني في ذلك الدكان وفي كل يوم كانوا يحضرون فيه من الكلية لشراء بعض الأغراض كنت أسألهم أيها المبشرون هل ستذهبون يوم الأحد إلى الكنيسة أو أين تسكنون وأصبحت أحدد مواعيد مع كل واحد منهم في الساعة 11 حتى أتحدث أنا وأهاجمهم وبعد أن انتهيت من ذلك المكان عدت إلى المدينة وجعلت أتصل بكبار رهبانهم في الكنيسة الرئيسية وأقول لهم أريد أن أجلس معكم أحب أن أتعرف على دينكم لنتبادل كلمة الرب كلمة كلام الله معا أدعوهم إلى بيتي هم وعائلاتهم وأحدثهم ويحدثونني لأنني وجدت أن هذه العقلية هي التي يمكن أن تقابلهم وأنا تربيت بشكل يجعلني عندما يوجه لي أحدهم ضربة واحدة لا بد أن أوجه له 10 ضربات طالما أنا سلحت نفسي بالمعرفة الجيدة الدقيقة.
So this pastime of mine, this hobby of mine, over a period, it became a full-time occupation. And in 1958, that's about 30 years ago, 1958, we started what is called the Islamic Propagation Center. 58, that's 30 years ago.
وقد أصبحت هذه الهواية بعد فترة قصيرة عمل الرئيسي. ولمدة 30 سنة منذ 1958 بدأنا مركز الدعوة الإسلامية.
We started this propagation center, the initial deposit in the bank, we started the banking account with £3.05. And Alhamdulillah, from that little beginning, we have reached a stage now of printing booklets, 100,000 at a time, like this. What the Bible says about Muhammad, the Bible, the Christian Bible, what does it say about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We have done about 300,000 so far, free distribution. Crucifixion or crucifixion? Was Jesus Christ crucified on the cross or was it a fiction, mean a fairy tale? Allah Bari Ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, illattiba zan, they only follow conjecture, guesswork, fiction. Wama qataluhu yaqinan, for surety they killed him not. But rafa'ullahu ilayh, but Allah took him up to himself. So this book goes to prove that Christ was neither killed nor crucified. It was a fiction. Is the Bible God's word? This Bible, this book, is it Allah's kalam? And we go to prove that this book is not the kalamullah. There are so many things inside here which goes to prove you read this book, you master this book. This is in English, but now we also have the Arabic translation of this. All these books are also available in Arabic. We had this imported specially for tonight from Jeddah by air, but for some technical reasons, the customs will hold it for some times yet for us to open it, take it out. But now we have them also in different in Arabic for you people to make it easy. But those of you who can read English, you master these, the verses, and I can assure you that there isn't a Christian born who can stand before you. Once you master these little books, Christ in Islam, and on, Christ in Islam, what is this position? Now on the first night that I delivered my talk here in Kuwait,
وعندما بدأنا ذلك المركز كان رصيدنا 3 جنيهات و5 شلنات فقط ولكن والحمد لله وصلنا الآن إلى مرحلة نستطيع فيها أن نطبع ونصدر أكثر من 100,000 كتيب في وقت واحد ننشرها بلغات مختلفة وعندما يأتي الوقت لأي واحد من المسلمين ليحفظ هذه الكتيبات ويطلع على الإنجيل المحرف الذي سنثبت بالحوار أنه ليس كلمة الله كما يدعون فإن المسلم يتسلح بسلاح قوي يرد به الهجمات التبشيرية عن الإسلام والمسلمين.
On the first night in Kuwait, I delivered a talk based on the same ayah, but it had different substance. During the course of that talk, I mentioned that the Christians have now developed new techniques. In the beginning, they thought that by attacking the Prophet of Islam, insulting Islam, insulting the Quran, they're going to get converts. But they realized that that was not gathering honey. They were not getting converts by that method. It was creating more resistance. So they changed the techniques. The latest technique in propagation, I gave example when I started here.
في المحاضرة الأولى التي ألقيتها في الكويت تحدثت عن أساليب المبشرين المسيحيين التي يتبعونها في محاولة لتحويل المسلم إلى مسيحي ولكنهم كانوا يفشلون في كثير من المرات يهاجمون النبي ويهاجمون الإسلام والمسلمين وكانوا لا ينجحون في تحويل المسلم للمسيحية ولذلك فكروا في تغيير تلك الأساليب وسأتحدث إليكم عن بعض هذه الأساليب التي ابتدعوها حديثا.
Now they come to you, the Christian missionaries, and they want to find common grounds that you can correlate with them, they can correlate with you. So they start by telling you, asking you, you believe in Jesus? What do you say? Yes. If you say no, you're not a Muslim. No Muslim is a Muslim. If you say he doesn't believe in Musa alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, Suleiman alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, if you say no, you are not a Muslim. So you got to say yes, I believe in Jesus.
يأتي لك المسيحي المبشر في بداية مشواره إليك فيقول هل تؤمن بعيسى؟ بالطبع تقول نعم لأنه ليس مسلما من ينكر عيسى فالقرآن يأمرنا بذلك وبعد هذا ينطلق في أسئلة أخرى.
So do you know that Jesus was one of the mightiest messengers of God? What do you say? He said yes.
يقول هل تعرف أن عيسى كان من أعظم رسل الله؟ فتقول نعم.
He says, you know Jesus, he was born miraculously without any male intervention. You accept that?
ثم يقول لك هل تعرف أن عيسى ولد بمعجزة؟ فتقول نعم.
Was Muhammad so born? He's asking now, was your prophet Muhammad, was he born like that? You say, no, he had a father and a mother.
ثم يقول هل ولد نبيكم محمد بمعجزة؟ فتقول لا كان له أب وأم.
So he has scored a point that Jesus is a degree above Muhammad.
وهو يستنتج من ذلك بالطبع بالنسبة له أن عيسى له درجات أعلى من سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Now he says, you know, Jesus is the Messiah, Messiahullah, Allah's Messiah, translated Christ. You accept that? He said, yes. Allah tells us, Masihu Isa ibn Maryama, you got to accept. He said, yes. He said, was Muhammad Masihullah? He said, no, he was Rasulullah. But he said, you see, Isa is Rasul and Masih in the Quran. He's Rasul and Ila Bani Israel. He's Masihu Isa ibn Maryama. He's Rasul and Masih. Your prophet is only Rasul.
ثم يقول لك هل توافق على أن عيسى هو المسيح فتقول نعم يقول هل محمد هو مسيح تقول لا يقول إذن محمد رسول فقط وعيسى رسول ومسيح في نفس الوقت فهي درجة أخرى أعلى
another degree higher for Jesus he says you know Jesus he gave life to the dead he said yes بإذن الله he says did Muhammad give life to the dead بإذن الله he said not that I know Another degree up higher for Jesus.
ثم يقول هل تعرف أن عيسى أحيا الموتى بإذن الله؟ تقول نعم. فيقول هل محمد أحيا الموتى بإذن الله؟ تقول لا. لا أعرف شيئا عن هذا. يقول إذن أضف درجة أخرى إلى عيسى على محمد.
He says now, tell me, where is your prophet Muhammad? He says well, he's buried in Medina. So perhaps his bones have rotted in the grave. He said, no, I believe he's Hayatul Nabi. He's a living prophet. He said, yes, metaphysically, but physically, maybe his bones have rotted in the grave. So you say, maybe. Where is Jesus? You say, he's in heaven. He's alive. He said, yes. He's coming back. He said, yes. Another degree of for Jesus.
ثم يقول لك, أين نبيكم محمد؟ فتقول قد مات ومدفون في المدينة. يقول لك, ولكن أين عيسى؟ تقول في السماء. هل هو حي؟ تقول نعم هكذا يخبرنا القرآن هل سيعود؟ تقول نعم إذن يقول لك هذه درجة أخرى لنبينا عيسى على نبيكم محمد
Now he's asking you He's got you set He wants to know from you You think God did all this for nothing? He does things for nothing? You just made Qurbani recently Eid al-Adha You look for a sheep or a goat or a cow with the horn not broken ear not cut not blind not limping right it's right so God Almighty if he wants to make a sacrifice for his creation is he going to look for second best in other words your Muhammad or Jesus he says is he going to look for second best of course you're going to say no he can't look for second best he'll look for best when you look for the best sheep goat and cow for your Qurbani Allah if he wants to make Qurbani he's going to look for something second grade he says no now you argue and debate with him now
ثم يسألك ويقول هل تعتقد أن الله لا يفعل شيئا لعباده تقول لا بالطبع يفعل يقول لك أنت في عيد الأضحى تقدم الأضحية شاة أو خروفا أو بقرة إلى يعني غير ذلك ثم يقول ولكن الله سبحانه وتعالى عندما قدم أضحية أو قربانا للبشرية لا يقدم شاة أو خروفا أو بقرة وإنما يقدم أفضل شيء بعده تقول بالطبع لا بد أن يقدم أفضل شيء يليق بالإله بالله فيقول إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قدم أفضل شيء سيأتي للنقطة الأخرى
Now the answers to these problems والله they are very easy Very easy If you know Otherwise we are losing our people والله we are losing our children Because we are not trained for this. We train for salat, for zakat, for hajj, for psalm. We straitjacket our lives. We are good people. Alhamdulillah. But we are not trained for this jihad. So we come out, we can lose our children. How do you give battle to this? I said, here is a book. Christ in Islam. It tells you how to deal with this sickness. This sickness that he has developed, how to deal with this sickness. Christ in Islam is also available in Arabic. Unfortunately, it's lying at the customs. But it's also available in Arabic, this book. Now, to give you, in brief, how you deal with this. The man tells you that Jesus is Messiah and Rasul, and our Nabi is only Rasul. How do you deal with that? I said, you see, This word Masih, Messiah, translated Christ, is not unique to Jesus in your book. You see, Allah Bari Ta'ala gives us a secret that when you deal with the enemy, you deal with him according to his own book of authority. They say, وَقَالُوا, they say, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُدًا أَوْ نَصَارَى, that you Muslims will never enter Jannah. There is no heaven for you unless you become a Jew or unless you become a Christian. In answer to that, Allah says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ, that this is their wishful thinking, vain desires, hallucination, bakwas, babbling. Let us have a look at your Burhan. Kul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin. If you are speaking the truth, let us have a look at your Burhan.
وَإِنَّنَا نَتَحَدَّثُ الْآنَ عَنَ الطَّرِيقَةِ الَّتِي نَرُدُّ بِهَا عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأَسْئِلَةِ وَالْأُمُورِ, وَإِذَا لَمْ نَتَسَلَّحْ بِالْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالْحَقَائِقِ كَمَا هِيَ فِي الْكُتُبِ الْكَثِيرَةِ فَإِنَّا سَنَخْسَرُ الْمَعْرَكَةَ مَعَهُمْ وَرُبَّمَا نَفْقِدُ أَبْنَاءَنَا الذين لم يتمكنوا حتى الآن من ديننا الحنيف. وعندما يتحدثون عن المسيح وأنه رسول ومسيح, لابد أن نطلع عما يكتب عن المسيح في القرآن الكريم وفي الإنجيل معا, حتى نقارعهم بالحجة القوية المبنية على الحقائق والمعلومات.
I'm asking my brethren, have you ever asked Christian for his Burhan? Have you ever? And wallah, I'm not finding a single Muslim anywhere. Even the learned man who can tell me, yes, I asked him for his Burhan. I said, look, Allah is telling you, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Simple, elementary, basic. He's telling you what to do, how to do. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. And in 1,000 years, you never asked him for his Burhan. Amazing. Allah tells you to ask him for his Burhan. And you don't argue your own cleverness. Allah says, ask him for his Burhan. Have you asked him yet? No.
فهل عندما نسمعهم يدعون كما يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم, قالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى, هل عندما نسمعهم يقولون بأن عيسى هو الذي يدخل البشرية الجنة عندما ضحى بدمه, هل نقول لهم كما يقولنا القرآن, قل هاتوا برهانكم؟ هل يطلب المسلم منهم برهانا عندما يدعون؟ هل في خلال السنوات الطويلة الماضية كلها طلب مسلم برهانا من مسيحي يدعي بأن المسيحية أو بأن عيسى هو الطريق إلى الجنة فقط, وأن صلاتنا وعباداتنا وإسلامنا لا يدخلنا الجنة؟ هل طرح عليهم أحد هذا السؤال؟ أعتقد أن هذا لم يحدث.
I was asking them for the Burhan, not because I knew the Quran. I didn't know the Quran. Wallah, I didn't know the Quran. It's a natural thing. It's a natural behavior. Somebody makes a claim, is it, where's your proof? Let's have a look. It's natural. You don't have to be told, but Allah is telling us and still we don't do it. He's telling you to ask for Burhan, you don't do it. But it's a natural thing. Anybody makes any claim, you ask him for his proof. And I was doing that all along. Now I discover that this is Allah's instruction. I didn't know that.
لقد كنت أطلب منهم البرهان دائما حتى قبل أن أعرف القرآن كله. فإنه من الطبيعي عندما يدعي شخص بادعاء ما, عليك أن تطلب منه البرهان دائما. والآن الطلب موجود في القرآن الكريم. الله يأمرنا بأن نطلب البرهان منهم.
Without we asking, the Christians have produced the Burhan, the Bible, in 2,000 different languages. 2,000 different languages. 11 different dialects for the Arabs alone.
وقبل أن نسأل البرهان قام المسيحيون بإنتاج إنجيلهم الكتاب المقدس في أكثر من 2,000 لغة مختلفة, ومنها 11 نسخة بلهجات عربية مختلفة للعرب المسلمين.
He says, my Bible says this, my Bible says that, my Bible says this, my Bible says that.
يقولون إن إنجيلنا يقول هذا ويقول هذا ويقول هذا.
Right, deal with it. Let's have a look. You study this book through this little booklet of mine, and you find that this word Masih, Messiah, is used in this book for pots and pans. You know, your wife uses pots and pans. Yes. It is used for pillars. You know, this column, pillars. It says there, and the pillars were anointed in the English Bible. The word anointed in Greek is Christos, Christ, and in Hebrew is Messiah. They made Messiah out of the pollen there, pots and pans, cups and saucers, horns were anointed, mean horn made into Messiah. Then in the book of Isaiah, one of the books of the Bible, chapter 45 verse 1, it speaks about Cyrus, a mushrik, ruler of Persia, and God Almighty calls him his Messiah. In English, Christ, Christos, but now they put it anointed, so people think there's something anointed, but the word there in Hebrew is Messiah, and in Greek is Christos. So if God Almighty can make a mushrik to be his Messiah, according to your Bible, if he can make these columns as Messiah, pots and pans as Messiah, what is Messiah? You see, in fact, every prophet is a Messiah. Messiah, every prophet. What does it mean? It means officially appointed. When they say pots and pans were anointed, made Messiah, it means now you have dedicated for a special purpose. The pillar, special purpose. The horn, special purpose. So they use the word Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. So every prophet of God, true prophet, is a Messiah. But this word is exclusively used for Isa alayhi salam. Like certain words, we say Musa Kalimullah. That means he spoke to Allah. Didn't Isa speak to Allah? Didn't Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak to Allah? Yes, they all spoke to Allah. Then why do you say Musa Kalimullah? No, it is a title specially reserved for him. We say Ibrahim Khalilullah. Ibrahim is a friend of God. Was Musa his enemy? Was Isa his enemy? Was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam his enemy? Any of God's enemy? No, he's not their enemy. But Khalilullah, we say Ibrahim alayhi salam, we say Rasulullah. Who is Rasulullah? Who is Rasulullah? Musa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say, when we say Rasulullah, we think of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But was not Musa Rasul? Was not Isa Rasul? Yes. Yes, they are all Rasuls. But when we say Rasulullah, we only think of Muhammad. When we say Khalilullah, we only think of Ibrahim. When we say Kalimullah, we only think of Musa. When we say Masihullah, we only think of Isa. These are special names given to different prophets, but every prophet is a Masihullah.
وَإِذَا دَرَسْنَا الْإِنْجِيلَ جَيِّدًا سَنَكْتَشِفُ أَنَّ كَلِمَةَ مَسِيح هِيَ فَقَطْ لَقَبٌ كَأَلْقَابٍ أُخْرَى مثل خليل الله أو كليم الله أو رسول الله إلى آخره. وعندما نقول موسى كليم الله لا يعني أن محمد لم يكلم ربه. وعندما نقول أن إبراهيم خليل الله لا يعني أن موسى أو محمد كانوا أعداء الله. فكلمة مسيح لا تعطي فضلا لأحد على أحد. وفي اللغتين الفارسية واليونانية كانت تعني إما الأعمدة أو الأدوات المنزلية أو حتى القرون، شيء بارز. فإذا هي صفة ولقب فقط، يعني في ذلك الوقت وفي اللغة العبرية أن فلانا معين بشكل رسمي. فهذه معنى كلمة مسيح، وهم يرددونها كثيرا حتى يعطوا صفة ممتازة أو متميزة للمسيح عيسى عليه السلام.
I will just deal with one more point, because if you start dealing with them all this evening, I might keep you here till 12 o'clock tonight, which I don't want to do. One last point, then we'll leave for questions and answers. If during the question and answer period, if you ask me about the other points, I can deal with them. But otherwise, get the book in English, get the book in Arabic, and master it for yourself.
سأتلو عليكم نقطة واحدة فقط ثم نبدأ بالأسئلة، ومن خلالها ربما تطرحون نقطا أخرى أجيب عليها، ولكن أنصحكم أن تحصلوا على الكتاب بالعربية وبالإنجليزية وادرسوه جيدا حتى تسلحوا أنفسكم ضد هذه الهجمات والمحاولات.
They say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born without a human father miraculously, mu'jiza. We agree. So that to them now makes him the son of God and God, because he's God's begotten son. So he becomes God because he's God begot him. So he says, you see, Allah tells us in the Quran, tell him, Inna masala Isa inda Allahi kamasali Adama khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. That Allah bari ta'ala created Adam. So the similitude or the example of Jesus in the sight of Allah is like that of Adam. Allah created him from dust, and he said, be, and he was. So, if Jesus is God and the Son of God, because he had no father, then Adam is a greater God and a greater Son of God, because he had no father and no mother. Do you stand by that? He says, no. Why not? Look, stand to reason. Your book also says, and in the Christian Bible, in the Gospel of St. Luke, the last verse of chapter 3, it says, and Adam, the Son of God. It's written in his book. So if Adam is the Son of God, and Jesus is the Son of God, so what gives Jesus more excellence of him? He said, no, this man had no father. He said, look, Adam had no father and no mother. And on. There are so many ways you can deal with them if you use the system. Kul hatu burhanakum. You will always be on tops, and there won't be a Christian missionary who will be able to shake you in this country or anywhere else in the world. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فمثلا عندما يقول لك ان عيسى هو ابن الله لانه لم يولد من اب كما يعني لاب وام معا كما يولد الاخرون فتقول له وأيضا آدم عندما قاله الله كن فيكون والقرآن يقول إن مثل عيسى في القرآن كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قاله كن فيكون وأيضا لم يكن له أب قبله فهو أيضا ابن الله فيقول هو وفي الإنجيل عندنا في آية من الآيات يقول أن آدم أيضا هو ابن الله فتقول له أنت في ردك إذن ما ميزة عيسى كابن الله كما تقول عن آدم وتقول أنه أيضا ابن الله وعندها تفهمه ويسكت ذلك المبشر ولا يستطيع أن يغرس في نفسك الشك أو يهز إيمانك ثم يبتعد عنك وشكرا.
Thank you.
نشكر فضيلة الشيخ العلامة أحمد ديدات على هذه المحاضرة القيمة والتي في الحقيقة وضعنا أمام حقائق عظيمة وكبيرة وحملنا مسؤولية وربما لا ندرك هذه المسؤولية نحن هنا في الكويت إدراكا كاملا ولكن من نبرة الشيخ ومن الحقائق التي قدمها هناك ملايين المسلمين يتعرضون لهذه الفتن ويتعرضون لهذه الشبهات ويتعرضون لهذه الشكوك فما هو واجبنا نحوه وما الذي أدينا وساعدناهم فيه فهنا تكمن المسؤولية على عاتقنا حتى نساهم بكل ما نستطيع لإعانة إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان وخاصة أن هناك إحصائيات في أندونيسيا وفي أفريقيا تبين ما يرتد من المسلمين عن دينهم والآن مع الأسئلة يقول السائل نرجو توضيح بعض المؤلفات التي ألفتها وهل هناك ما ترجم إلى العربية وأين نجدها.
The first question is that could you please tell us about some of your books and if they were translated into Arabic and where can we find them?
السؤال نرجو توضيح بعض المؤلفات التي ألفتها وهل هناك ما ترجم إلى العربية وأين نجدها؟
Some of the books that are already translated into Arabic, like what the Bible says about Muhammad.
أول كتاب ترجم إلى العربية هو عنوانه ماذا يقول الإنجيل عن محمد.
Christ in Islam.
المسيح في الإسلام.
Is the Bible God's word?
هل الإنجيل كلمة الله؟
What is his name?
ما اسمه؟
Muhammad the prophet of Islam.
محمد نبي الإسلام.
And numerous others. They are available. Unfortunately, as I said, we couldn't clear them from the customs.
هناك كتب أخرى كثيرة لسوء الحظ أنها لم تخرج من الجمارك.
You don't have to write to me to South Africa. If you write to Jeddah, Jeddah. If you take the name and address down, name is Ahmad Didar. I don't give you the names of the body and all that too hard. Just remember Ahmad Didat, P.O. Box, box number. Just remember the box, Jeddah, P.O. Box number 6156. 6156, Jeddah. Write to them for my videotapes. Write to them for my literature in English and in Arabic. And inshallah they'll be able to communicate with
me. لا حاجة لكم بأن تكتبوا إلي في أفريقيا. يمكنكم الكتابة إلى جدة باسمي أحمد ديدات وصندوق البريد 6156 وتصلكم الأشياء المطلوبة سواء كانت كتب أو أشرطة فيديو.
عيد الرقم.
اسمه أحمد ديدات وصندوق البريد 6156 جدة بالسعودية.
السؤال الثاني يسأل يقول السائل أريد أن أصبح مثلك ماذا أفعل لأصل إلى المستوى الذي أنت فيه من حيث الجرأة والإيمان وفهم الأديان الأخرى.
He says he wants to be as you. How can he be as brave and strong as Ahmad did that?
You, for you, it's very, very easy. You see, I had to work the hard way. I knew nothing. I was fumbling and bashing my head against the priest. For you, everything is pre-digested. It's all pre-digested, ready for you. Like halwa, you just eat it up now. Just master these books and you are set on the right road to doing dawah. You master these little booklets and you are set on the right road. Inshallah, by using this knowledge, you will become Ahmad Didat and greater than Ahmad Didat. Because now you got more things to work upon than what I had. I had nothing. I was bashing my head. You don't have to do that. You just take this, like halwa, you chew these things up, and you are well set on the right road, inshallah.
بإمكانك أن تصبح أقوى وأكثر وبطريقة أسهل إذا أتقنت هذه الكتيبات ودرستها جيدا. لقد مررت بصعوبات كثيرة إلى أن وصلت إلى هذه الأشياء وهي جاهزة لكل واحد يمكنه أن يصبح أقوى من أحوان ديدات بحواره ومناظراته. الناس بدوا يطلعوا من
السؤال الثالث يقول أسأل عن اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هل ورد في إنجيل برنابة فقط أم في الأناجيل الأخرى؟ وكيف يمكن الحصول عليه؟
Prophet Muhammad was it in Barnaba Bible and other Bibles and how can we get it?
See, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned by name in the Gospel of Saint Barnabas. But the Western world, they do not recognize that book, Gospel of Barnabas, as authentic. They say it's a fabrication. To me, wisdom demands that we leave the book one side. Because Allah is asking us to demand proof from the Christian and the Jews about anything. Hatu burhanakum. And the burhan they produced is not Barnabas, but this book. This is his burhan. So I said, use this. And wallah, you can use this very effectively. You can't get out. He said, this is not my book. This is your burhan. He said, yes. So let's see. You open the Gospel of St. John, Injil Yuhanna, they call it, chapter 7, verse 14, and you read there. Lakinni, in Arabic, I learned it for you people. Lakinni akulu lakumul haqqu, innahu khairul lakum, in antalika, liallahu illa mantalik, la yatikumul muazzi, walakin in zahabtu ursilhu ilaykum. In English, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But I go, I will send him. I was asking a Christian lady, who is this Muazzi? And she said, I don't know. She was honest. She was humble. She says, I don't know. So I said, you see, in the Quran we are told that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he told his Hawariyun, his disciples, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me whose name shall be Ahmad, which is another name for Muhammad, and Muhammad is Muazzi. Wallah, it is so easy. Take a little trouble, use his Burhan, the one he uses. Don't look for Barnabas or somebody else or somebody else. This is his Burhan, the Bible. Use his Bible against him. There is no better way to give battle to the enemy than with his own weapons. And there are so many. You get these booklets, you'll find so many other references that you can use, inshallah.
اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مذكور في إنجيل برنابا حقيقة, ولكن الغربيين لا يعترفون بهذا الإنجيل, يقولون أنه مزيف. وقد أصدروا, عندما طلبنا البرهان منهم, أصدروا الإنجيل الموجود هنا. وهذا أيضا يكفي, لأن في إنجيل يوحنا موجود ما يبين بأن عيسى قال للحواريين أنه سيأتي بعد المعزي, كما هو في القرآن, مبشرا بنبي يأتي من بعد رسول, يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد, وأحمد اسم آخر لسيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقد سألت سيدة مسيحية في إحدى المرات, هل تعرفين من المعزي؟ فتقول لا, كانت مخلصة في إجابة لأنها لا تعرف. فشرحت لها من الإنجيل ومن آيات القرآن بأن المعزي هو سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وقد بشر به عيسى وأخبر الحواريين من تلامذته بأن هذا النبي سيأتي بعد أن يذهب عيسى. قال لهم, عندما أغادر هذا العالم, عندما أذهب سأرسله إليكم, أي سيأتي من بعدي. وهذا هو المعنى في الكتابين.
السؤال يقول: فضيلة العلامة الشيخ أحمد ديدات, هل الدين الإسلامي في دول أفريقيا يزداد يوما عن يوم أم لا؟
He asks, is Islam spreading in Africa day after day now?
It is very sad to say that Islam is not spreading. You see, the Christians are masters at the game, master psychologists. They have been spreading the idea that for every one convert to Christianity, seven for Islam. And the Muslims relax, that by the turn of the century, Africa, the whole of it will be Islam. They lull you to sleep, they put you to sleep, for one to Christianity, seven for Islam. So what are you worried? Whereas in actual fact, it's the reverse is true. For every one for Islam, seven for Christianity. But this is how they wake up the Christian world. They said, you see, Islam is going to win. So they want money and men. At the moment, there are 35,000 Christian crusaders in Africa. 35,000. They are harassing our people all over the world. But in Africa alone, 35,000 missionaries are busy trying to convert the people of Africa into Christianity. And we Muslims, we are satisfied. Inshallah, everything is all right. You see, for every one we lose, we are gaining seven. But this is the masters. The Christians are masters at the game. They wake their people with this and they lull us to sleep with that. It's very, very unfortunate. But the destiny is ours. As Allah promises in the Holy Quran, He said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُزَهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. He's given you a deen that is to master, overcome and supersede them all, kulli, bulldoze them all, kulli, whether it be Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianism, Communism, Judaism, every ism, Islam is destined to master them all, with you or without you. It's a privilege Allah is giving us. Rotters that we are. What are you? What am I? What are you? That you and I can do the works of the prophets of God and earn a prophet's reward. Wallah, Allah will reward you what He will reward His Rasuls. If you do a job of a Rasul, you won't become a Rasul. But you're going to get the same reward. Unless Allah is unjust, and He's not unjust. You do a Prophet's job, you get a Prophet's reward. And it's a privilege Allah is giving you and me to serve His deen.
من المؤسف حقا أن أقول بأن الإسلام لا يزداد انتشارا هناك, وإنما العكس. ولكن المبشرين الغربيين قد نشروا من الدعاية ما يبين أن مقابلة كل مسيحي يكسبوه من غير المسلمين أو المسلمين يقابله سبعة من المسلمين في أفريقيا. هذه دعاية مغرضة يريدون بها كسب المال والرجال من أوروبا حتى يعززوا موقفهم التبشيري في أفريقيا. وهناك الآن أكثر من 35,000 مبشر يقومون بالدعوة للمسيحية ومحاربة الإسلام، وإننا مطالبون بأن نكمل الرسالة والدعوة، لأن المسلم إذا قام بعمل لنشر الإسلام فهو يقوم بعمل كان يمكن أن يقوم به نبي، وطبعا لن يكون رسولا ولكنه سيحصل على أجر الرسول في يوم القيامة، لأن العمل الذي ينشر دين الله يكافئ الله عليه عباده، إلا إذا كان غير عادل. وبالطبع نحن نؤمن بعدالة الله المطلقة، وكل إنسان يؤجر بقدر ما يعمل.
السؤال الأخير يقول: قد لا أستطيع أن أجادل وأحاور وأقرأ، ولكن أريد أن أشارككم في جهادكم وفي عملكم في الدعوة، فكيف أستطيع ذلك؟
The question is that he cannot read and write and fight, but how can he share you in this Islamic propagation, da'wah?
If there is nothing he can do, at least he can pray for me. Pray for me. وآخر الدعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Pray for me.
يقول ادعوا له بالتوفيق ويشكركم على الاستماع.
نشكر لكم جميعا. وأخواني يوجد جمع التبرعات للهيئة الخيرية الخارج، ونرجوكم أن تفسحوا لنا الطريق ولا تعطلوا شيخ لأنه على موعد.